بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بأصحاب الفيل ألم يجعل كيدهم في تضليل وأرسل عليهم طيرا أبابيل ترميهم بحجارة من سجيل فجعلهم كعصف مأكول.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Have you not considered how your Rabb dealt with the owners of the elephant? Did he not make their treacherous plan a flop? And he sent against them flocks of birds, which pelted them with stones of baked clay. And he left them like chewed up chaff.
Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad. Kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بأصحاب الفيل صدق الله العظيم. After having understood the history behind the incident of why Abraha was sent by the king of the Romans first to the lands of Yemen, and from there the intention behind attacking the Baytullah, desirous of taking over the trade route of the Arabs and having the opportunity to spread their version of Christianity. In the surah, there are a few words that need to be understood. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ. Have you not seen? This is normally said when the incident is so well known, as though the person has witnessed it firsthand. أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ. Have you not seen? كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِأَصْحَابِ الْفِيلِ. How your Allah dealt with the people of the elephant. The reason for the elephant's coming or being brought to the Ka'batullah was after destroying the armies that were desirous of protecting it. The intention was that with metal, with steel chains, they would put it around the columns of the Baytullah, tying it to the necks of the elephants, and make the elephants move in different directions until the columns would come crushing down, bringing an end to the Ka'batullah, to the house of Almighty Allah. أَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ كَيْدَهُمْ فِي تَضْلِيلٍ. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, did your Allah not make the kaid? The word kaid means a khufiya tadbir, a conspiracy, a plan. It is this word that indicates that the story, the version that Abraha had put forth, which was known to all, there was no tadbir, there was nothing hidden. It was that people had desecrated, had messed up my church. It is only right that now I take revenge and mess up theirs. So this was what version he made apparent to all. But this word tadbir, kaid, this word kaid, their conspiracy, their tadbir, their planning. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, did Allah not make their planning? أَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ كَيْدَهُمْ فِي تَضْلِيلِ. Did Almighty Allah not make their planning? That which did not find its purpose, that which lost its path, that which did not give its result. The word dalal, someone to go astray, intending to go in one direction and reaching somewhere else. The tadbir, the qaid of Abraha and the king of Rome, was that after the Baytullah would be destroyed, the ru'ab, the honor of the Quraysh would be destroyed, the trade route would be left open for anyone to grab it. Dalal, tadlil, this was the intention, this was the plan. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala made their very plan go in the opposite direction. After the destruction of Abraha and his army, the ru'ab and the honor of the Quraysh increased manifold. The people began saying, Ahlullah, this is the family of Allah. قَاتَلَ عَنْهُمْ Allah himself fought on behalf of them. To such an extent that later on, if a person journeyed through the lands, even if he just had to say, أَنَا مِنْ حَرَمِ اللَّهِ I am from the house of Allah, no one would dare lay a finger on him. أَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ كَيْدَهُمْ فِي تَضْلِيلٍ Did your Allah not make their plans, their conspiracies fail, go in the opposite direction? وَأَرْسَلَ عَلَيْهِمْ طَيْرًا أَبَابِيلٍ And he sent upon them birds, طَيْر. أَبَابِيل, the meaning of أَبَابِيل is birds that come in flocks, جَمَاعَات, gatherings, groups, one after the other. This is not a particular type of bird. Sa'id ibn Jubair, Rahimullah, would say that this was such a bird, the like of which had never been seen in the lands before nor after. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu an narrated that it was a bird, the head was like a bird, but the claws were that of dogs. تَرْمِيهِمْ بِحِجَارَةٍ مِّن سِجِّيلٍ These birds came from different directions, some say from the Bahr-e Ahmar, the Red Sea, carrying with them stones, hijara. We could say pebbles, stones of hard clay, bi hijara. As for the word sijil, in Tafsir Qurtubi it is narrated that the meaning of sijil is taken from maktubun asma'uhum, that the names of the people who were going to be hit with the stones were written on each stone. They explain it was stones of sand which was burnt, made hard in the fire of Jahannam. Some have narrated that this was the very stones which were used to pelt the people of Nabi Lut alayhi salatu wassalam. These birds dropped these stones at whichever height they were. In the tafsir it is mentioned that Allah Tabarak Ta'ala then sent a strong wind which pushed these stones further, made it severe on impact. It would hit in whichever part of the body it hit and would come out from the other side. Whoever was hit with the stone was afflicted immediately with a certain itch, scratch. He began rubbing his body, and it would cause the skin to start peeling, the inner flesh to start rotting. فَجَعَلَهُمْ كَعَصْفٍ مَأْكُولٍ Allah Tabarak Ta'ala said, the end result of the army, they would move, run, going back to Yemen, and at each station, someone or the other was falling down dead. They came with 60,000, and according to narrations, there was perhaps only one or two survivors. Some mention that some soldiers did manage to reach all the way back to Yemen. And as soon as they made bayan, they mentioned what they had seen. There and there, they fell down dead. The majority of the other soldiers, along the way towards Yemen, at different stations, they would fall down. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala said, He made them ka'asfim ma'kul. Asfun, like straw. Mufassirin have mentioned asfun is like the covering over seeds, which the farmer after removing has it thrown one side, and then the animals come and eat it. The cows chew on it. After chewing, that certain pieces fall from the mouth of the animal. Some is stamped by the feet of the animal. That is known as that asf, that straw ma'kul which has been eaten, meaning butt, or stamped upon. Some Mufassirin have mentioned that the nature of the sickness caused whatever was within these people, whatever was within the stomachs of them, to start coming out, until the time came where their body was like the covering of a seed, but there is no seed inside. Empty on the inside just were the covering. So theirs were bodies on the outside with nothing at all on the inside. فَجَعَلَهُمْ كَعَصْفٍ مَأْكُولٍ Again, a quick translation of the surah. Have you not seen how your Rabb, how your Lord dealt with the people of the elephant? أَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ كَيْدَهُمْ فِي تَضْلِيلِ It was a conspiracy of theirs, a تَضْكَيْد. Allah Tabarak Tala said تَضْلِيل, but we made it go astray. It did not get its result, rather the opposite effect was realized. أَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ كَيْدَهُمْ فِي تَضْلِيلِ وَأَرْسَلَ عَلَيْهِمْ طَيْرًا He sent upon them birds in jama'ats, in groups, coming from all sides, ababil. تَرْمِيهِمْ بِحِجَارَةٍ مِّن سِجِّيلٍ Pelting them with stones, which was of a hard nature, مِّن سِجِّيلٍ which had recordings on it, the names of who it was intended for. فَجَعَلَهُمْ كَعَصْفٍ مَأْكُولٍ And Allah then made them like straw that had been eaten, that had fallen from the mouths of the animals, like the leftover coverings of the seeds that had been stamped to the ground, put in the mouth of the animal, chewed, and then spat out. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بأصحاب الفيل ألم يجعل كيدهم في تضليل وأرسل عليهم طيرا أبابيل ترميهم بحجارة من سجيل فجعلهم كعصف مأكول
In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. Have you not considered how your Rabb dealt with the owners of the elephant? Did he not make their treacherous plan a flop? And he sent against them flocks of birds, which pelted them with stones of baked clay. And he left them like chewed up chaff.
صدق الله العظيم